I'm a journalist with words.
I should be in a mental ward.
I'm my own general, Evan. That dude should return his muscles.
This is James Wiseman, and y'all listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wiseman.
I like the one where he called him Steiny.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was Jermichael Green. It's funny. So
this is James Wiseman, and y'all listening to Steiny. Okay. This is James Wiseman, and y'all listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The big manny.
Big James. Yeah, get well soon. So the second cut that Pasta came back with, the mental ward one, that is, yeah, I don't know if that's on the Mount Rushmore goo, but it's on National Radio Day. That is one of your better rants.
I mean,
directed at Steiny.
Yeah, it wasn't fun, you know.
Blood Stop pressure. It. Why are you doing
no,
that?
No, it wasn't fun. It's like I'm stressing, and I just had to let it out. And he happened to be in the vicinity.
Drive
He's so great.
Sacramento for
Man,
3 hours
to
every
see
day.
That beautiful face.
Not on that day.
Love me got in my ear. He goes, Wiseman messed everything up. It's Steiny. We love you, James.
But do you have any favorite moments from your radio career?
Not mine, but as a listener, I do. So I used to, I don't even know if you listen, 12 to 4 every Saturday and Sunday, I had a partner, Zachariah. We'd do 4 hours of radio.
Yeah, on Sundays.
And before us, Steiny would do the NBA This Week show. So I'm driving in, and I'm just meeting Steiny for the first time. But, we'd conversate in passing. But they interviewed Tim Bontemps, who's on ESPN, and they were talking hoops, Evan. It was a summer day, I believe, Pasta, August, and I'm driving in thinking, okay, a little hoop discussion. And Bontemps, for whatever, was poking at Steiny's question and then went off into, like, I can't believe, Evan, you would, just nitpicking your question. And I could just feel Steiny, his head was able to fry an egg on it with no words. And then he let loose on him, and they went back and forth. But Steiny was unplugged, and you talk about a rant. And then when I came in, before we went on, I just looked at him like, dude, you just went Tyson. And he smiled. But, he didn't like stuff like that, but he went off. So that's one of my biggest 95.7 The Game on air, like, melees.
Oh, yeah.
Bontemps versus Steinmetz.
Bontemps versus Steinmetz. Yeah.
Well, how about you?
Garcia versus Guru.
The one time I got my question
yeah,
in.
Yeah, well, you
dude.
Got the final one. It was the only question that really mattered.
On me, man.
It was the only question that really mattered. Hey, Jeff, just be honest.
He goes, we got a game to play. I said, Steiny, still think they're playing. You're not playing, Jeff,
he
but
still
I get
thinks
it.
He's playing quarterback.
But we went to, they sent me out to an event a couple years ago at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I know.
And Jeff was there, and we squashed it.
Can I tell people a little bit behind the scenes about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
You were worried.
No doubt I was.
You were worried that he was going
to
remember.
Job.
Well, or that he was going to remember you were the guy that was a part of one of his lower moments.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
He was in the wrong, but.
He totally was. And it's all over the Mina Kimes.
Yeah.
She had an opinion, and yeah.
Made the New York Times.
Yeah.
I think also the moment where Steiny, it was like a couple of years ago, he challenged the greater Bay Area that he was more of a Bay Area native than they were because he's lived here for 30 years.
Yeah, that was an L he took.
That was really funny.
I'm from Oakland. Yeah.
You know who I am.
By way of Reading, PA, my friend.
Yeah.
We still love you.
Oakland, California. That one was pretty good.
Yeah. Now, have you got into it on air with any individual to where it was spicy?
Dibs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
I think that's the closest one. I don't know, but usually it's just conversations like yesterday. Me and Willard agree to disagree on some stuff.
Yeah,
but no, I don't think I've had I've never yelled at anybody on the air. I don't really have that kind of gravitas yet. Yeah. You guys can do that.
No, but
I can't do that.
You're young, Evan, and when you get hot, you get hot. You run hot. So it'll take a lot if that caller had time to get you there. But I see it a lot, and I love it when it comes out.
Well, we're a little different when
you think
in more than one way. When you run hot, you get loud. When I get hot, I kind of get quiet. I don't like it. I just
I don't lie.
I just combust. I just self-destruct internally. Yeah. I This is where I do wish I had a little more of you, Goo, because you just let it out.
Yeah, but
I think it's therapeutic.
It's uncomfortable and it's not fun. And sometimes, Evan, I don't know I'm getting loud. It just, dude, my kids will show me, hey, what? I'm like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. Yeah, that's your father?
Sometimes, like when you, who's the Cowboys fan you called a spy?
Oh, boy.
No. He called you out for being a Cowboys fan.
Julian or somebody, but
he called him a spy.
That was a plant. I believe you guys put him up to that.
That was one of the best.
I'm waiting for somebody to call and tell me what happened there.
Pasta, I'll have you work on this during the break. The 925 is making a request for Guru's call about the Pirates. I think that was from Mother's Day last year.
Man.
That one is pretty
good. Not this year,
good.
Though, Evan. I'm good. I got it out of my system.
I know you did.
I'm a Giant fan.
I was just going to go to him.
Yeah.
Now, Mark and Marin wanted to talk about his favorite radio moments. But in the meantime, let's go to Dre, who's in Lemoore.
Dre.
888-957-9570. Dre, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. I got a little funny story. I didn't run on the field, but the last game ever at the stick, the pick at the stick, I had called your competition across the way and gave my little stick. And they liked it. They said, that's the call of the day. I went in there fired up. Basically, what I said was, the Rolling Stones helped the Niners win the 81 Super Bowl because that field was all jacked up. And, like, Kane from Atlanta and other running backs would come to town and they would slip on that mud. And the Niners definitely had a home field advantage. With that in mind, wild horses couldn't drive me away. So we got to the game, and I brought a Ziploc bag, a gallon Ziploc bag, and I want to get some turf.
Wow.
Last game ever at the stick. So the game's over, and I make my way down to the front, and we're on the visitor side. You know how they chain that little stairs going down there?
Gotcha.
You guys remember that?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's security and police all around, and they're telling us we can't get on the field. And I'm thinking 81 when we won the NFC Championship game, you know, it's going to be a free-for-all, let us on the field. But they're telling us we can't do it, so I'm like three rows back, and I start chanting, we want sod, we want sod. I get everybody in our section, we're just chanting crazy, we want sod, we want sod. A few minutes go by, they quiet us down, they say, it's time to go, so I start chanting, hell no, we won't go, hell no, we won't go. Next thing I know, I'm looking, and there's an officer, and you could tell, like, he's in charge. And he just ate, like, looks like he ate a bowl of crap. He's got that look in his face. And he looks in the stands, and he looks directly at me. And he's got to be 50 yards away, and there's people all around me. He talks to two officers. They unchain it, and I go, nah, they ain't coming for me. Sure enough, they came and grabbed me. Walked me out. And said, you want on the field? You're on the field. They walked me out of the stadium, cuffed me. I was telling a friend about it. I didn't go to jail. They were trying to egg me on. You're like, how old are you? I told him you're kind of too old for this and that. But I was telling a buddy about it, and he, about 5 minutes later, he sends me a picture on Facebook, and it was the picture in the middle of the sports page in the back of me with cuffs on. About how many people got arrested at the game.
Oh, man. Did you get any sod?
No, I didn't get no sod. They had cuffs on me.
Oh,
but
man.
I wanted to put some sod in my front yard bad.
There you go. I believe you.
Next time, Dre.
Yeah, he tried.
Next time you got it, Dre. Thanks
for the
call.
Man, they won that game.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, dude, he's on the field. He's beating his chest.
Man.
No, my mom texted me a little bit ago. She was saying if she was a guy, she would run on the field. I don't know if
that's
I could do it.
That's on her bucket list, huh?
I don't know if I could do it.
Well, if you're willing to pay the price, you could do it, but
that's
how many,
just not who I
what's
am.
What's the percentage of people that do that are sober? See, I gotta believe 2%.
Well, last night at the Padres game, there was literally a 12-year-old kid.
So he probably was sober, doing it for the clicks.
I mean, I can't imagine that
he better be.
He was off
punk.
His rocker.
Yeah, no doubt.
He had his first beer and decided to rush the field.
Yeah, we used to do that back in the day. High school, hey, can you buy us something? They would never do it.
Well, or you just go to the right corner store.
Yeah.
That's how they lose their
licenses.
Have
them get popped, yeah.
Yeah, that's their problem. They're selling us.
Yeah, Evan, I don't have the kahunas to do that, man.
I don't think so.
Man.
Well, you also know, you know, your place.
But now
your place is rushing the court.
Okay, Evan, you doing that? That was after a game winner. Zach Chan hit it on my son's team.
I'm just saying.
That's not impeding, stopping the game.
No. It's.
And some of the players last night, Giants, Padres, and the announcers, they were amused a little bit, and that had me show them. But then I come in today, and we got to see it because somebody videotaped it or what have you. I got to see it.
Well, there was the one clip of, I think it was Jason Adam, the pitcher, who looked, and he just kind of grimaced. Like,
yeah, man.
And that made everybody want to watch this kid get absolutely decked.
Because we've got to be honest, Evan, that's kind of died down, right? That used to be a thing in the 90s, 80s. That's died down running on the field.
But aren't there some people who, and this is from the 510, is bringing up in the Super Bowl, are there people, because you can bet on anything in sports now.
Oh, don't tell me.
So in the Super Bowl, can you bet on someone rushing the field and then just go do it yourself?
That's how I know I don't have a problem, if that's available to you. Evan, what book offers that?
I didn't mean to give you any ideas.
No, please.
But,
not even.
Said I'd go retire right now.
That is ridiculous.
Let's ask someone who has ran on the field once. Is it Reza? Reza is in San Francisco. What's going on? How we doing?
Hey, fellas. How are you? First things first, I just want to say thank you so much for the show that you guys do.
Hey, thanks,
whether it's
man.
A good day or a bad day, you know, you guys make my day amazing. So thanks so much. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same.
Wow.
Appreciate
thanks for
that.
All you guys do.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, so I know we're hearing a lot about, like, you know, baseball, football running out on the field. I want to share an international experience. Kind of ran out onto the field in a cricket game back in India. Things were a little different, actually. It was an India-Australia game. Not a playoff game, just an exhibition game. But what happened was, game was over. India had lost already. A buddy of mine and, you know, we ran out onto the field. We met the player. We shook hands with the player that we really wanted to see. And, you know, then got kind of blindsided and got taken out to the side. And what happens in India is that we got the little crap beat out of us. There was no drunk tank or anything like that. The police just kind of beat the crap out of us until they saw a U.S. passport. And then they're like, oh, my God, we are so sorry. We screwed up. But I guess we deserve that.
Damn, wow. Reza. So would you ever do it again or you learned a lesson?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd do it again, man. I got to see one of my idols, you know, this guy, like the Michael Jordan of cricket. We got to see him. We got to shake his hand. And, you know, people die without doing that. So, hell yeah, I would do it again.
Damn.
Hey, what's his name, the Michael Jordan of cricket? So I could, Evan and I could say we learned something today.
For sure. His name's Virat Kohli, V-I-R-A-T-K-O-H-L-I.
Wow.
He's got more followers than LeBron James on Instagram. Check it out.
Dang. Dude. More like the RZA. He's a badass.
He's got more than... Like, that impressed me, the IG part of it.
Well, it also sounds like we're a little soft on the people who run on the field here in America.
That beating sounded like it lasted. That's when I hear beating, I'm like, oh, Evan, yikes.
Well, it's certainly stuck in his memory.
Man. But he said he would do it again.
It sounds like he's still got some whelps.
Yep.
I mean, good Lord.
And the Niners would not draft Trey Lance again, nor would the Warriors draft James Wiseman.
No, they wouldn't. Oh, man. Kyle Shanahan, he also got into some other stuff yesterday, too. But before we get to that, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So, obviously, the Niners have had injuries.
A rash?
Not like the one that Reza got after rushing the cricket field. But the injuries have been about, you know, guys coming back, guys coming in. Renardo Green was back yesterday at practice. Isaac Grendo coming back.
Big.
Mykel Williams looks like they're going to hold him out just to be safe for another week.
So his first game is going to be his first game.
You hope.
Wow.
You hope it's going to be week one of the regular season.
Yeah.
But there's another guy who has been dealing with a calf issue for some time. And his name is Juwan Jennings. And I want to play this piece of sound for you from Kyle Shanahan because I detected a different tone than the one that we heard the week before and certainly the week before that when he ostensibly heard it the first time. Here's Kyle Shanahan on Juwan Jennings and if he'll be ready for week one.
I mean, any player, not just Juwan or anyone, but people need to practice. They need to get ready to get play in the NFL season or you end up getting hurt. So hopefully he can get his health back so he can get that out there and start practicing. Just running routes, doing things like that. Same thing for Upton. Not many people can get through that stuff without practicing. And we had it a little with Bosa one year, a little bit with Trent, some different positions, but it's always a huge challenge.
I think that Kyle Shanahan is starting to get impatient with Juwan Jennings.
But again,
because
Evan,
he knows
he's
got to get out there. He has to practice.
So do you? Is he finessing the situation when you say he knows that calf is truly, it's okay. He could be practicing, or he's using the calf as, I'll need my chicken.
The latter. Yeah, no, Juwan Jennings is not stepping on the field until he gets a contract.
Man, Evan.
Or maybe we might be close to him asking for that trade that he said that he would pull if he didn't get the contract he wanted. I think everybody thought that this was just going to blow over quickly and be much to do about nothing because he's Juwan Jennings and he's important, right?
Very important to this team.
But why do the Niners have to give him a raise, though?
Okay, I love that. You don't have to do... Just get it fixed. Get some closure to it. Tell them no. Trade them or do what have you. Evan, I don't like you're days away from week one in Seattle. And I love what I saw. And it was a small sample size Saturday with Pearsall. I love what Risotto and everybody's written about, you know, that rapport they got. I like that. But I'm football smart enough to know it's not going to just be Brock Purdy dropping back, throwing to Pearsall. You need all the other guys and the OG on this Niner team that's done it in big situations, high leverage situations, has been Jennings. So, Evan, I guess it's not at you. I'm just like, okay, Kyle, that's how you feel. John Lynch, where are you? Get this rectified. And you could slap me right now and say, Goo, it'll be done before week one. But then I can double back and say, okay, but he's got hardly any reps, if you believe this means something, with Purdy all offseason.
Well, that's why I believe that Kyle Shanahan is becoming impatient, right? Because
that matters.
He knows that Juwan has to practice before he can play. He's not going to if he signs a new contract or they come to some agreement, or maybe Juwan Jennings just gives in and shows up 3 days before week one, I don't know if he can play. Because, to be fair, he's also been dealing with an injury. So he has to practice. And that's why I think the tone for Shanahan towards Juwan is changing. I also think that people in general on August 20th, with this thing basically unfinished, they're not turning on Juwan, but they're starting to wonder what the hell is going on. We thought that this was just going to be a calf injury, a contract in which you wanted a little raise. But we don't know anything about the numbers. Man. We don't know how far sides are apart. We don't know anything. All I know is that Juwan Jennings is not practicing, and they got about, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks until week one, and nothing seems to be moving.
And whatever your win total, if you guys or gals have gotten to that number, I'm telling you, Evan, the Niners are not a better football team, not that big of a stretch without Juwan Jennings. So, again, it's kind of up in the air, and it does sound like you're saying you sense some irritation from Kyle in regard to pointing out that, you know, you need to practice.
Well, I think that's also why we're hearing reports now from Diana Rossini of The Athletic that the Niners are making calls about wide receivers.
Man,
they're teams that have guys who are either cut candidates or...
Dobbs in Green Bay, right?
Yeah, Dobbs in Green Bay, but... Terry McLaurin wants a new deal.
Yeah,
but
he showed back up, but we'll see what goes on there.
Yeah, but I think the Niners are making calls about wide receivers. Number one, because they're thin at that position, but also I don't think they have any urgency to pay Juwan Jennings.
Evan, this is that. Wow, man. Even though we get closer and closer to that week one opening day, huh? Like, could the master plan be, 4 days before it, or that weekend, or that Friday, all right, Juwan, we're giving in. Like, I don't know what they've gained if they play it out to the fourth quarter to the two-minute warning, and you still, technically, Evan, he ain't been in pads. You haven't had that rapport. Like, you still don't get past that, even if you fix it that close. And then maybe he's not that big of a game plan against Seattle. Like, that would stink.
No, it would. And I don't think we're there yet. I think Juwan Jennings is still, he's still on track to be there in active week one. Mm-hmm. But Shanahan was also asked yesterday about the difference between like Ayuk's situation last year and Juwan's, because Brandon Ayuk signed on August 29th. So if Juwan Jennings, and he was obviously active week one last year. So if Juwan Jennings signs anytime around then, odds are he's probably going to play week one in Seattle. Mm. But the difference, according to Shanahan, was Ayuk was healthy. So that's why he started. He was good when he came back and was in decent shape. This is from Shanahan. He just had to knock off the rust. But each person's different. And it's all the issue. The less you practice football, the harder it is to play football.
And that's why Ayuk looked, you could say whatever. He dropped a touchdown open week one against the Jets in the end zone. Evan, I don't think he did enough to get out there, but I can honestly say maybe that first 4 weeks was him getting the rust off because he hadn't.
Training camp
matters.
It might be it might be really mundane to some and just irritating to others, but it is important.
And especially now that your job description to me has changed when they're counting on you more now than ever. And, you know, Evan, you can look at me like, goo, the numbers don't matter. Pearsall's the one. But hell no. Jennings is the one. So this is not like in years past. There's Debo, Ayuk, ready to go, Kittle, and you get in where you fit in. This was going to be the year you were going to be the lead dog to start the season. And I'm not saying Ricky can't do it, but, man, I mean, they got to work this out. Do I dare say quick, fast, and in a hurry?
Well, I don't know if they have to work it out quick, fast, and in a hurry. You'd like to have it done, but this is the only opportunity that Jennings is probably going to have leverage. That's why he's trying to strong-arm him. Right. But the Niners aren't in a position where they have to do anything because I don't know if the expectations around this season are, well, we have to keep this core together. I mean, they might think about, all right, well, next year, not this upcoming one, but like 2026, who are our wide receivers? Brandon Ayuk.
DeMarcus Robinson, you would think.
DeMarcus Robinson and Ricky Pearsall. Maybe they don't see a picture where Juwan Jennings fits, and if he doesn't play this season and they don't have him, they might be okay with that.
Man.
We're not there yet, but my point is that's why I don't think there's urgency or importance to pay him because his future might not be long in San Francisco anyways.
But it's kind of like me. I hear you, but it's me with the Kuminga situation. Evan, I know how to differentiate the future and the now. And that's why I want Kuminga, if it's that QO, 7.9 comeback so the Warriors and the fans, us, can enjoy you trying to help this team win. And on the flip side, I mean, Evan, this team I don't think is rich enough at the wide receiver position to not have any input or contributions from Jennings this year. Because you totally could be right. But then that, what you described is a stalemate because Juwan is probably like, I'm not stepping on the turf without new money.
No, and that's totally, I think it's smart. I mean, look at what happened with Rashawn Slater and the Chargers.
Mm.
He didn't step on the field until he got paid. And the moment he stepped on the field, he tore his knee.
That's just, so man.
You can't afford to do that before you get your contract. Yeah. But again, I'm just looking at their wide receivers. If I'm the Niners, I'm not paying Juwan Jennings. And if I'm Jennings, I don't want to step on the field. So that's why they're in this stalemate.
I wonder why it hasn't got messier if it's close to that, though. E, wouldn't that creep out that, like, the gap is just insurmountable?
Well, to me, it's because the money isn't as big as someone like Ayuk. And also the status of Juwan Jennings is, I think he's seen in a positive light. Like, people really like Juwan.
Yeah, and I get it. And he's earned that on the field, off the field. So I'd say, Evan, if he's not asking for a king's ransom, break your brother off.
But why do I have to just break him off?
Because you want to win, and I think your passing game is not as good without it.
Well, and your running game, too. He's important to that as well.
And Purdy.
All I know is if Juwan Jennings' future in San Francisco is not going to be longer than this season, they don't have to do anything.
So if you had to bet now, you got me almost. Not that I'm asking you to convince me. You think nothing might pop like this?
I think it's going to continue to drag out. But again, the reason why I brought it up is because Kyle Shanahan, to me, is now sounding irritated.
Mm.
He's not just saying, oh, well, you know, maybe he's got a calf and you got to ask him. It's like, no, guys got to practice. Like, you got to be on the field. Let's get this figured out. Maybe it's a shot to the front office, of which he's kind of a part of. Maybe it's also a shot at Juwan.
Yeah, I know we're up against it. Patrick McCaw fan club, Guru wants to pay everyone, LOL. Do I come across like that to you?
A little bit. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl Guru Johnson. That segment is brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Well, last night at the Padres game, there was literally a 12-year-old kid.
So he probably was sober.
We got the little crap beat out of us. That's Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, you mess with the bull, you get the horns, young man.
Man, somebody said I need to turn in my man card because I didn't know the Jordan of cricket. I'm going to ask Dibs when he comes in.
You think you mean Virat Kohli?
Did you know him before?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's funny. So
Virat.
At the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, you and I and Steiny were on Radio Row.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Be careful,
was
Evan.
It, no, was it Andre Rison? No, Andre Reed, the Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So Andre Reed, you know, hops on because he knows low.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking about the Niners and, you know, the Chiefs and all that good stuff. And then Andre Reed says, hey, you guys into cricket? And I remember this because I had not heard a former football player so passionate about the sport of cricket.
Man.
And he was saying he invests in a cricket team. And of course, we were chatting about it after, and he's like, no, you should really think about this. Like cricket has the biggest audience outside of, I think, you know, soccer or European football in the world. Because in India, it's the most popular sport, and there's over 1 billion people. So cricket is massive. I didn't know who Virat Kohli was, I do have to admit, but
more
I do understand
more followers on
how
IG
large,
than LeBron James.
Oh, I know how big cricket is. It's a massive sport.
Man.
And apparently you can get your ass beat if you run on that field.
No doubt. You know the inner workings of the game?
I played cricket before,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a PE team.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a drop. Apparently it's a pretty popular sport.
Like what position were you? Or do they have like forward?
Well, no, there's someone who throws it. You have to bounce the ball first.
Okay, got you.
And you have basically this club.
Yeah.
That you're,
I seen it.
You're
I
trying
got
to
you.
Hit the ball.
Yeah.
And it's every single part of the field is fair territory.
It's lightweight baseball.
It's a lot different than baseball.
Like I compare golf and baseball, there's a lot of similarities to me.
I guess, you know, you have the pitcher, but there's different ways to hit the ball, and you obviously got to run and come back, and you're trying not to get struck out, basically.
Do you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, one of my old PE teachers, he was from Britain, or England, whatever you want to call it, and he would let us play cricket. He would bring his cricket bat, and he would let us play cricket in middle school.
Wow.
It was great. All right, you ask and you shall receive, people. Happy National Radio Day to
you
all. 888-957-957 if you want to get into the conversation. We're also talking about the 49ers and kind of what to do at the wide receiver position, because it sounds like Kyle Shanahan is getting perturbed by what's going on with Juwan Jennings as things stand in a stalemate on August 20th. But someone asked earlier on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Goo, for this specific call
Steiny.
On National Radio Day.
Steiny.
It's you. And it's, some might say, one of your finest moments.
I don't know what a hitting coach has to do to get fired before 50 games, but if you want to find out, watch the 2024 Pirates. They're playing their ass off. This is just me again, Dan. There is no accountability. And McCutcheon, you're in my Pirate Hall of Fame, but when it's time to play, you got to be serious. Quit smiling, joking all damn game, and then you get up there with two runners on and you just have three of the worst swings I've ever seen. That's not leadership, and that's not veteran-like. This team needs a new coach. You can't get rid of all the players. And why we brought in Chapman, I have no idea. This thing is bad, and it's embarrassing, and I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it. Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
I love you. I love you. Daryl?
Oh, my. I forgot. Like, that's embarrassing, Pasta, but, like, that wasn't for that. Just was, I had to let it out.
But that's what radio's about. I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it.
Oh, my. Like, why are you so mad? They stink, dude.
Because you're a sports fan.
I need
fan.
A new life, man. Oh, my God, Pasta.
That one was pretty damn good.
And I'm thinking nobody would ever hear, and somehow somebody snitched on me anyway.
Dude, you went viral.
Well,
I think it was on one of the MLB.
Talk to me when there's money
pages.
Going viral.
Well,
you went viral as if Dude, when I can get some money, then talk to me viral.
But it wasn't like someone at the station sawed it down. There was
right.
I want to say a Twitter page. Someone tweeted out
baseball,
you know,
something.
Epic
I saw,
ran
yeah.
from 93.7 The Fan on yeah. a post game show after the Pirates man. Get swept for the seventh
Daryl,
series in a row.
Daryl, oh man,
I love you.
Yeah,
I love you.
Oh, that's pretty good. Hey, you know what? I got to take time. And you tell me if you met this guy, because the only reason my fat self is up here talking to you, Evan.
You're not that big.
Is just, I know, but you didn't have to stop there, because now people. Anyway.
I wonder, you know.
I'm going through a midlife.
Try to compliment
hey,
you.
I'm going through a midlife. All I need is a red sports car, training to caddy.
Now you hope it's a midlife. Like someone said that to
now
me the
that,
other day.
Whoa.
Well, no, someone said that to me the
you
other day.
You made me feel better.
Yeah, no, someone said that to me the
Shape
other day.
Up now.
I'm just saying, man, you got a lot of years left. You hope. Someone said to me the other day, I'm going through a quarter-life crisis. I think it was actually someone in our office. She's like 25.
Quarter-life.
I said, well, you hope it's your quarter-life crisis.
Like, who are you to know how much time you got left?
I'm
Google,
just saying,
you better. Dude.
A lot of people are guessing.
That shook me, Evan, for the better. Like, I'm on it now.
Yeah, you're good now.
I'll say this. Jason Barrett. Barrett Sports Media. He's left. He started the station at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
Came up with the idea of Lucky Break, and that's the reason I'm here. So I got to give him love, Evan, for a lot of people try to, you know, have jokes about him, Steiny and Dibs or what have you. But he was good to me, and the only reason I'm here is that byproduct of the contest. So
thanks.
The Dibbers, I got to say what's up to Jason Barrett. And the boss knows him.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah. I mean, the boss has given me a lot of opportunities.
There we go. You help me with life, and you talk to the boss. Go ahead. Say thank you.
Yeah, just trying to. You know, you got to placate to him a little bit. I also came down his road yesterday because, you know, he wanted to be a football guy.
That still bothered me. I let it go.
What?
Like, Pasta, he's a baseball guy? He's all of them.
No, he's not.
He was at the Valkyrie game last night, speaking of which.
Well, that was.
They're playing good teams, though, and they're no Tiffany Hayes. Like, I asked Evan this, and I know I'm all over hashtag random. Bear with me, you guys. If they don't make the playoffs, and I'm not being negative, Risotto, is that a win in itself that I'm expecting them to in their inaugural campaign?
I mean, I think it's a sign that they're ahead of schedule.
Oh my gosh.
But
they play so hard.
It wouldn't be a failure if they didn't make the playoffs.
Right, and I'm not using that.
Although Steiny would say so because it's 13
Risotto,
teams and 8 of them make the playoffs.
Disappointing means they set standards.
Well, I mean, there's a standard now, but it wouldn't be disappointing for me.
Hold up.
They've already won.
Hold up.
All right, yeah, because I think we're so negative in this medium now that you're trying to paint me in a picture that I want heads to roll. No.
That's not what I'm saying.
But negative meaning I would be hurt.
What standard have they set? It's their first season.
That they're the best expansion team. They got the best record. They knocked that out with their what? 21st win?
Yeah, they're 18-17 losing last night.
But, Evan, I just feel like they're a damn good team, man. And I could see them giving somebody a problem or a tussle in the offs. So I'm saying disappointed on the guru computer from, had they not had these injuries, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but they really got action to get into the playoffs. Guys, that's what I'm saying, Risotto. So if they don't make it, Evan, and don't get in, I would be a little hurt, but that's a good thing.
Well, but they've also suffered a lot of injuries. Like, Kayla Thornton is, you know, was their lone all-star.
Yes.
Hurt herself, is out for the year.
Their size is killing you right now.
Tiffany Hayes was out last night. He's one of their best players.
And they ball. Burton and the game, they are balling, and Natalie's coaching her tail off.
They play hard, but they haven't set a standard yet. You got to give them at least 1 year before we start judging them, I think.
You know what? Now I'm mad at you. But, Evan, no, I'm... It's a good disappointing if somehow they don't make it. That's why
I've
this
been
season's
impressed
been
with,
great.
Number one, they got 17 straight sellouts.
Wow.
As of last night. They are an above 500 team.
Speak.
They're in the thick of the postseason race.
They play hard
they
as all
They play
outdoors.
Their ass off every single night. And to me, that's all you can ask for from an expansion team. Like, for example, they've been talking about realignment in Major League Baseball.
Oh, God.
What? You don't like
what
it?
What are we doing, Evan?
They're adding two more teams. Well, at some point.
Salt Lake?
I don't think they'd be in Salt Lake.
Like, there's action in Salt Lake, but it's not. Go ahead.
Well, they have a AAA team
don't
there.
Take the Giants and Dodgers out of the same division. You do that, I'm done.
To me, I would like to see the A's, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Padres all in the same.
How about the Angels?
The Angels are fine. They're not really anybody's
rival. But they're
Cali.
Throw them in there.
They're not really anybody's rival, though.
Oh, my God.
The Angels are just they're the wayward sons of SoCal.
So you really believe it's inevitable because Manfred said before he gets out of office, he wants 32 teams.
Rob Manfred wants a lot of things, including people to like him, but it's not going to happen. Now, they might get an expansion team, but it wouldn't be in Salt Lake City. It'd be like in Nashville. My point before I got lost.
Yeah. I'm making you get lost.
We do it together.
You were supposed to say, no, you're not, Goob, but go ahead.
We do it together.
Yeah. All right.
If an expansion team in baseball is erected and in the first season, stop.
I did nothing on National Radio Day. But since this Diddy stuff has gone on, you guys laugh at me.
Oh, my God,
and I
man.
Just heard that
it's
word,
a verb.
And I looked at Pasta like, oh. So, hey, don't come down my road. Go ahead.
Your mind is in the gutter. Jesus. I need to take
Shout
five.
Shout out Blue Chew, but go ahead.
I need to take five.
No, you did it.
You ever walk around the... Oh, my God.
You guys do that to me all... It's sick, but I got to deal with it. I didn't do anything with licking pasta.
It means constructed or built.
Right.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyways, if a team, I won't use the same word because you're going to laugh like a 4-year-old.
I'm not. I'm just,
you're going to laugh like a 12-year-old who got ripped at the Padres game yesterday and blindsided. If that team wins in its first season, I don't know, like 80 games, they haven't set a standard. You know, they need at least 1 year to let us figure out what they're going to be.
On the wordplay, you got me because that is strong. But what I'm saying to myself is, Evan, regardless of who this team is playing, I think they got action in winning the game. And size is becoming an issue, obviously. These last two games, these two teams, they lost. They're good teams. Phoenix, the Dream. So I'm just saying, I would be disappointed if somehow, guys, they don't get a playoff series. I would be disappointed.
People are coming down my road.
Yeah, and they should because you come down. And I love it. I'm just here on National Radio Day. But, oh, boy.
You ever walked around? I don't know if I want to do this. Fine. You ever walked around, like, Golden Gate Park?
Yes, I have.
And, you know, they have those, like bridges that have been built a long time ago.
Love them.
It says, erected 1841.
I got you.
That's a word that's appropriate.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Your mind is in the
and
gutter.
And how are you so sure real quick, Mr. Know-It-All,
what?
If this Salt Lake ain't getting the team? You don't know.
Well, I don't know, but I don't.
I wouldn't want Salt Lake.
And that's why I don't think that it's going to go there, because no one would want to go to Salt Lake.
Well, I thought
Lake.
The A's had, Vegas was the A's. I don't know. But I think Vegas will have a baseball team.
They
might
will have
be
a baseball
team.
I don't know if it'll be the A's.
That is just
the
wild,
A's might
man.
Just get marooned in Sacramento.
And then you had another, did you say Portland?
Portland and Nashville are two cities that I would like to see have a baseball team. But to me, the obvious choice would be to have a city that's already had a team because you had one, Montreal.
That was the one you said. That was great. The Expos,
it's also a big enough
Nationals.
City. Yeah, I mean, they ripped them out right from under.
Wow.
But I get you don't want to put another team in Canada. I mean, to me, but you're right, though. They can't mess up the alignment of the divisions that badly. Like no West Coast team should be dislodged from its rival. Especially, like, one of the few rivalries that actually matters in baseball is the Giants and the Dodgers.
No doubt.
And you can't have them in separate divisions or separate leagues.
And can I take it one step further? Red Sox and Yankees, they won't dare mess that up.
Red Sox, Yankees?
Yeah, they're going to be in the same.
They take care of East Coast teams.
Right.
They don't really care about the West Coast. But, I don't know.
What about Oakland? Somebody, Andis Brown, I know. They could put a team back in Oakland, man.
I think if they were going to have a team in Oakland, the team wouldn't have left. That's just me, though.
Well, that's the owner. We know what, yeah.
Who's soon? Maybe in the future. We got the Giants, though. That's the Bay Area baseball
team. I will
team.
Not say what you want me to say after losing last night. The math is still there. Yeah, I'm going Willard. You got to be 500. Computer's off until you get to 500. Dude.
What side of the pillow did you wake up on?
Hit me.
Or the bed?
Anyway. The good side, Evan.
I know.
Couldn't wait to get to you.
I just couldn't tell. Yesterday the math was there, and now you're on Willard's side.
No, in regard to, yeah, they went and lost a game, Evan, and a game in the standings.
The most exciting thing that happened yesterday was someone getting buried in right field by six different security
guards. No, it was Jung Woo Lee's leadoff homer. He crushed that. It's just like, where was that? And why can't you be the everyday leadoff hitter? That's how I watched the game last night. Like, damn.
Wasn't that his first home run since May?
And he's not the only one. Dudes have been, yeah, it's been a little dry spell.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
Pasta, anybody you want to thank? You and Grandy on National Radio Day?
Well, I haven't been in radio too long. It's almost been a year coming up in October, but I've enjoyed every second. You guys have been great. Grandy, to my right, has been great. Everybody's here. Everybody here has been very welcoming.
Well, but so you've also worked in archaic industry before, newspapers.
Hey, if I could give you a tip, I'd say thank the boss.
Thank you to the boss.
His name!
Matt Egan.
Yeah, that always... Grandy?
Lucas hired him.
Is Lucas Alexander, too. Is he doing hire? Oh, Lucas didn't move up.
Dude, you got to learn about the company, man.
Dude, I'm in and out.
Now I
Animal style, number two, man.
Well, I do realize that every single time we have one of those all-staff meetings here in the office, we don't actually get to participate.
It really does bug me, man.
I know it does.
Maybe that's why I'm out, you know, when it's over, Evan.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Grandy, you got one? Pasta.
Oh, there we go. National Radio Day? I mean, I don't know. Radio just feels like something that makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel like I'm in the car driving to school with my dad as a kid growing up, listening to sports talk radio, listening to Giants games on the radio, doing yard work growing up. That's what I think of.
So yeah, I would want to be in Grandy's spot.
At you. So you got all three of you are too young to admit. So I could be wrong. Like Jim Rome on the radio wasn't your thing. Because to me, he was like also one of the first ones that I was like, every day I'm going to try to listen to Jim.
No, I'm trying to think. The national show that I probably listened to the most was Lebatard on ESPN Radio. But that was only for, I think, really like a full summer because I hated my job. And so every single day, the most joy that I got was the 20-minute drive between my apartment and the office building. And then I would sit in my car for 10 minutes and listen to Lebatard as to not think about the next several hours that I was going to dislike. Wow. You know,
I can relate, man.
Dude, there is nothing like going to a job that you hate, which I don't feel like
at
all.
I've lived it. You think about it the night before at
dinner. I
think
about it right now.
Wow. Well, and think of how blessed we all are.
Well, that's the whole point is,
seriously.
Graveyard shifts. I will never do anything close to that in my life. Like, I know how that feels, dreading waking up and going to sleep every single day knowing that you got to do the same thing.
It's real. It follows you, man. It's like every day is a Sunday. You know, I got to go in. But, man, even on a Monday, the boss, just the job itself. Evan, for people that are like, you don't got to go to, I'll say, I got to cut it short. I got to go to work. They're like, dude, shut up. We got real jobs that we hate. You don't got to deal with that. And I'm like, man, I am blessed.
Well, that's why sometimes it's...
It's stiny, but I am blessed, you know? That's my man.
A mental ward.
Yeah.
Dude, so that's why I think a lot of times... I understand some of the vitriol athletes have to deal with. I do think it is because of that, because a lot of people don't get to do what they love. A lot of people don't get to...
That's wild, man.
...enjoy their work. They kind of just go through the motions. And we all have friends that do that. They talk about work being... what unlocks the rest of life.
Man,
you know, the work-life balance is, the work is just, it's just work. And you do it simply to enjoy other aspects of life. Whereas the one thing that I kind of struggle with sometimes, Goo, not to get too real, but...
Oh, I'm here.
I really like doing this. The outside stuff sometimes I struggle with because it's not as fun. I don't get to show up and go to... I don't get to do life with Steiny and Guru every single day. I get to do work with Steiny and Goo from 10 to 2.
And what's amazing, and Evan, I'm feeling that, is like I'm older than you guys. I've had numerous jobs that I did not like. Evan, just like I've dealt with that drag of where's my life going in regard to my work life and bringing it home with you. But the bottom line is, regardless of what I would be doing if I were not here, Evan, I'd be watching and talking sports the exact same. And that's the definition of love.
But the outlet is, it's liberating.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean... If there's a big game on Sunday, in which 3 weeks there will be, because they all are big.
Nah, you preach it, man.
And on Monday, it's different when you got to wake up and you don't have a mic to talk into.
That's wow. You got social media now, but I hear you.
That's true. 925 Boxer and Gerson, working your attorney's text line. Steiny acts like talking about sports for 4 hours is like a 10-hour shift on a construction site.
That's my guy. I'm like, dude, we're in the... He says I stole this. The toy department of life, man. This ain't real, Steiny.
And that's what life's about.
There it is.
Thank you, Cronin. It is really funny some days when you come in. And like, we all have bad days, there's no doubt. But you'll come in some days and just be like, It's like, dude, this ain't the dentist, man.
No doubt about it.
You're not going to get your teeth pulled.
And no hard labor. I've had those jobs. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you might break a vertebrae.
Man. Anything, Evan.
I mean, you're right. We are blessed. We just are. All right, Goo.
Hopefully the listeners are on this show.
Sometimes. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, well, we got a couple minutes here. And on the other side, do you want to get into the wars and some of the news we got coming down the line? Yeah. So we'll do that on the other side. The phone number, by the way, is 888-957-9570. Also, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Godspeed to the youth. This is the first week in the San Francisco Unified School District of school in 2025.
Man.
25-26.
Summer is gone.
It is gone. And that means the kids, every single day this week, you know, it's fun. The first couple days you go back and meet your guys or your gals, all your friends, and everyone's feeling good. You get, you know, maybe a couple syllabus days to settle in. But at about Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, the end of the first week of school, you're like, damn. So I just want to say good luck to all the kids out there that are getting back into school and realizing that, you can't just play in the sun anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's their job. It's a drag to them. And Evan, I just wish I had a mechanism. I used to try to tell my kids, enjoy being a kid. Because when I was a kid, couldn't wait till I could move out or be an adult and drive. No, you have no bills, no responsibility. Just enjoy. But to them nowadays, with all this peer pressure and keeping up with the Joneses on social media, I think it's the hardest time to be a kid ever. Because it was hard for me. We didn't have the word bullying. It was just, that was every day. You just got to take it, deal with it. Hey, how was your day, Daryl? Oh, it was fine. Yeah, guys had guns and knives at school. But Evan, I'm telling you, man, enjoy where you're at because it's not always greener on the other side. You'll naturally get there. But I do wonder how many kids and adults enjoy where they're at before real life kicks in and you got bills and mortgages and all that real pressure. Enjoy it.
Yeah, and I don't have all of that pressure yet, but I do. Every single year you get older and you do realize that it's true. Like, the youth is wasted on the young.
That's all, man.
But to your point, back in the day, even when I was younger, because, I mean, I was coming up when social media just started, but it wasn't really, like, you didn't have to be on it. In fact, I still have friends that never got on it.
Wow.
I'm jealous. But you have verbal and then physical fisticuffs deal with as a kid. But now you got to deal with technological fisticuffs.
It's
like, you've got people that are fighting online. And
I couldn't. Evan, man. I'm serious, man.
Yeah. Godspeed to all the kids.
My real quick, my son got off Twitter. He's in college. I called him in the room, closed the door, and wanted to check his temperature. Like, dude, who's coming for you? He's like, what are you talking about? I go, why'd you get off IG? Because I spent too much time on it, and I couldn't comprehend. He just wanted off. Evan, I'm thinking, something going on? Talk to me.
Well, the reels, you can get lost.
Yeah. Like I showed you one this morning.
It's like an Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Football talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru, that segment brought to you by Safeway.